Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Republican-authored bill in the Wisconsin Senate would require school districts to include a good faith estimate of the property tax impact of a past referendum on a single-family residence. Appleton Republican Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara says it would offer more transparency for voters. Opponents say it will be hard to predict the impact of referendum at the start of the process versus when it eventually goes on the ballot. The Senate Education Committee also took testimony Tuesday on related legislation to restrict how often school districts can propose operating referenda. Another bill would require school boards make textbooks, curricula, and instructional materials available for inspection by district residents. Nearly half of Wisconsin's college students could be affected by proposed federal changes to the student loan system. The legislation would make changes to repayment plans and cuts to the Pell Grant program for low-income students, including eliminating Pell Grant eligibility for students who are enrolled at less than half-time. Over 95,000 Wisconsin students received Pell Grants in 2024, and half of the students in the universities of Wisconsin received federal aid. The legislation would also cap graduate student borrowing at $100,000. As proposed cuts threaten to reduce federal funding for mental health programs in the state, Wisconsin mental health officials are warning of an increase in anxiety and depression in teen boys. According to the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health, young men have the lowest level of available social support for mental health struggles. A youth risk behavior survey conducted in 2023 also found that over one-third of high school boys in the state reported issues with anxiety, and about a quarter of them reported feelings of depression. At the Capitol, a bipartisan win for Wisconsin nurses and patients. A bill would allow the state's advanced practice registered nurses to care for patients without partnering with a doctor. State Senator Pat Testin of Stevens Point said it's the result of productive conversations with the various stakeholders, along with Governor Tony Evers, who will sign the measure if and when it reaches his desk. The new license will allow nurse practitioners, clinical nurse specialists, certified nurse midwives, and certified registered nurse anesthesiist to care for patients without partnering with a doctor. Advocates say it will help alleviate gaps in availability of health care. 27 states have similar licenses in place. The bill adds educational requirements after Evers vetoed two earlier versions. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden says he's pushing for adjustments to a proposal that would force state governments to pay up to 25% of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, cost. In a letter last week, Congressman Van Orden said any solution must avoid placing disproportionate burdens on rural states that already struggle with food insecurity issues. He proposed an alternative plan under which state governments would be responsible for paying a percentage of SNAP cost equivalent to their overpayment error rate. New data from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found most students are missing school less often year over year, but students from low-income families are still missing school at a higher rate. According to the data, overall chronic absenteeism dropped by about 2% from the 2022-23 school year to last school year. The overall rate in the 2023-24 school year was 17.7%, but the data found students from low-income families are still missing more than 1 in 10 days of school at a rate of 29.5%. Governor Tony Evers appoints three new members to the UW Board of Regents. The Democratic governor has appointed Tom Palsowitz, Linda Terwilliger, and Noah Fritz to fill vacancies created by terms ending for the last three regents appointed by former Republican Governor Scott Walker. Evers says the appointments come at a critical time, calling this a make-or-break moment for the universities of Wisconsin and institutions of higher education across the state. Palsowitz and Terwilliger's terms end in 2032. Fritz's will end in 2027. State law requires the UW Board of Regents to be made up of at least one member from each of Wisconsin's congressional districts. Two national aquatic animal dealers were convicted in eight Wisconsin counties for shipping illegal and invasive crayfish to schools, residents, and businesses. The dealers are from North Carolina and Indiana. One company was convicted of 20 citations in circuit courts in Barron, Brown, Chippewa, Marinette, Milwaukee, Sauk, Sheboygan, and Washington counties. The other was convicted of 20 citations only in Brown County Circuit Court. The Wisconsin DNR says non-native crayfish are illegal in Wisconsin due to disease concerns, their ability to outcompete native species, and the substantial cost of restoring infested sites. The Hub City Dirt Drag Spring Opener will be held tomorrow and Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Tomorrow night will feature a test and tune truck and tractor pull starting at 6. Registration will be from 2 until 5. Saturday from 10 until 4 will be the truck show and shine. Starting at noon, the ATV and dirt bike drags will be held with registration from 9 until 11. The final event on Saturday will be the truck, UTV, and everything else dirt drags at 4. Registration will be from 10 until 3. Admission to the grandstands will be $10 each day. Children 12 and under will be admitted for free. You can find more information at hubcitydirtdrags.com. Applications are being accepted for the 2025 Crawford County Dairy Princess. High school age students that are residents of Crawford County and interested in promoting the dairy industry are invited to compete for the title of Crawford County Dairy Princess. Each candidate will give a 3 to 5 minute speech about a current dairy industry topic and answer interview questions from the judges. Contestants will be judged on their ability and willingness to promote the dairy industry in Crawford County and surrounding areas. Candidates should be knowledgeable about the dairy industry, be able to share their dairy story through various media platforms, and use their experiences to enhance educational activities and community promotions throughout the year. The contest winner will hold the title of Crawford County Dairy Princess and receive a tiara, ring, sash, and $300 cash. The other participants will receive gifts, and runner-up winners will hold the title of Crawford County Dairy Princess Attendant. Applications for the annual Little Miss Squirt Contest are also being accepted. To qualify for this contest, you must live on a Crawford County dairy farm or have a Crawford County dairy farm sponsor and be 8 to 10 years old by May 1st. The contest winner will assist the Crawford County Dairy Princess and receive a tiara and sash. Other contestants will receive gifts. Runner-up winners will carry the title of Little Miss Squirt Attendant and will assist the Little Miss Squirt with educational and promotional activities throughout the year. Applications for both contests are available at all Crawford County schools or by contacting any Crawford County Dairy Promoter member. The deadline for the applications is May 10th.